crop that amazing grades. That's amazing. That I would jam that on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the 16th day, April 2017. Welcome to the program, Missouri Radio on the Public Broadcast Network. So much happened today. Berkeley garbage, a crackpot. You know, very shady looking thing going on up in Cleveland with this guy. Steve Stevens, black guy running around
allegedly shooting people. There's all kinds of various weird things going on. And so, you know, I've got a bunch of things to go through tonight. My computer, of course, is acting up now that I've got on the got on the air. So, a bunch of clips. I'm going to probably have a guest coming on soon. Let's see here. Yeah, so I got a lot to cover tonight. You know, people been covering like the Aaron and Melissa over at True Stream Media and some the guys over at Face Like the Sun. They're covering like artificial intelligence stuff pretty heavily. I've got a clip about basically the military training to take over the country, and that really ties in with whether Trump was chosen as kind of a sleeper to manage our bankruptcy and go into some sort of civil emergency, which I covered that angle quite extensively during the campaign. And I brought that up numerous times on a few different platforms. And I also brought up the fact that about going to war on not only this program, but others that I had been asked to come on. And I was probably one of these guys, since I was in the military and I know military people, I was one of the first people to really break that said, you know what, if they want to take us to war, unfortunately, even though I thought Trump was the better of the two candidates, because at least in the political realm, he had a clean slate, whereas we knew the garbage and the long litany of crimes and murder and narco trafficking and war criminality and everything with the Clintons. And so people had high hopes for Trump. We're still very, you know, fresh into this presidency, this CEO tour that Trump is managing this corporation. Am I willing to, you know, last week I was rough on Trump, and I'm still going to be rough on him. I did not like the action in Syria, the Moab hit, mother of all bombs, massive ordnance, whatever the acronym stands for, aerial bombard, you know, we all know what it means. This huge, like right on the threshold of being right before you go nuclear with a device, you hit this former CIA Mujahideen cave complex in Afghanistan. And as soon as I heard about it, I knew that this was a show for Kim Jong-un predominantly. And probably to go along the back with the Tomahawk hits while he's hosting President Xi from China at Mar-a-Lago. Somebody that I work around who's a Marine as well. And, you know, the president has the ability, if you really get into the Marine Corps' mission, the president has the ability to send the Marine Corps around and do certain things without the Congress, okay? But he used the Navy and the naval battle systems, you know, off of a ship to strike Now, I don't know whether this MOAB hit was, it was probably U.S. Air Force. I don't know, you know, it could have been a naval plane, but I would guess it was an Air Force plane. Just off the top of my head, I didn't research what kind of a plane dropped the MOAB. But, you know, the Marine Corps can be sent around at the president's discretion for a certain period of time without necessarily the Congress. But the avenue the president chose, and I know that these guys have been doing this for so many decades now, that the lawyers, the generals, the politicians, the intelligence agency people, all the various arms of the alphabet agencies, they all told the president, yeah, it's certainly within your right, Mr. President. Go ahead and launch those Tomahawks into another sovereign nation's land. Because Ivanka, I guess, came and said, now this is just a surface story and it could be completely bogus and but that how these poor children in Syria with this. And then we see this big Shia attack in Syria that looks really horrific. And I don't see anything coming out of the, you know, Washington. I watched Trump's address on the 14th, 2 days ago, leading into this holiday weekend. And I was going to play it, but it's pretty painful. You can find it on Right Side Broadcasting, Trump's address, holiday address to the nation on 414. And he really gets into the Exodus and the Jewish Passover and or the biblical Passover to all the folks that don't like to use the word Jewish, I understand, and so forth and so on. And I was going to play it, but I'm not. But I do want to, Mr. Producer, get clip 18 queued up because this is pretty good. This is Corbett, who did the really pretty impressive 9/11 kind of condensing the whole, you know, the ridiculousness of 9/11 into like a 5-minute video. Well, he's done one with this Syria gas attack and then our response. And he goes pretty fast. So listen closely, but it's pretty good. So let's hit clip 18.
On the morning of April 4th, 2017, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, on the verge of a military victory against the terrorist insurgency in his country and on the eve of peace talks that would secure his position as president, decided to use chemical weapons he didn't have against a target of no military significance in front of as many cameras as possible. In proximity to al-Qaeda and financial dependence on U.S. aid, bravely risked their lives, handling Syrian victims barehanded against every protocol in the book. Without presenting a shred of evidence, President Donald Trump boldly launched a military strike against Sheret Airfield because
national security interest,
promising to help the
beautiful babies.
Offer does not apply to babies in Gaza, Yemen, Pakistan, or basically anywhere else. That military strike, a volley of 59 Tomahawk land attack missiles of which 23 actually made it to the target, failed to take out a single runway or even keep the airbase from operating for even 24 hours, but was a complete success for ExxonMobil, Raytheon, and Donald Trump. No one could question the wisdom of striking Syria, except Donald Trump, and no one could oppose such a move, except Russia. The Trump train, still convinced by candidate Trump,
and by listening to guys like Lindsey Graham drop bombs here, drop bombs on Assad, drop bombs on ISIS. Oh, but they're fighting each other, so maybe we shouldn't do that.
And
so could you convince Putin to get Assad to step aside?
Well, they've been trying to do that. Could I? I don't think it's that important, to be honest with you. I think, frankly, let's say you get rid of Assad or you knock out that government. Who's going to take over? The people that were backing, and then you're going to have, like, Libya?
Mm-hmm. Concluded that this was seventh-dimensional backgammon to make China afraid of the U.S.'s willingness to spend $100 million in a fearsome show of failing to destroy a single airfield. Throughout the world, people rejoice as a horrible secular regime in the Middle East is replaced by yet another peace-loving band of ragtag human rights campaigners and child beheaders motivated by a desire to subdue the armies of Rome in an apocalyptic confrontation in Dabiq. The chemicals for the previous Red Line attack in Syria have since been proven to come from Libya with U.S. approval, but that's probably not relevant to this case. The CIA has released declassified report after declassified report showing that the plan to topple Syria's government has been in the works for decades, but this just shows that they were right all along. The mainstream media unquestioningly asserts that the story is true because the U.S. government says so, but that's okay because we all know the MSM is full of unbiased truth-tellers and dig hard to get the raw facts on every story.
We see these beautiful pictures at night from the decks of these two U.S. Navy vessels in the Eastern Mediterranean. I am tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen, "I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons." And they are beautiful pictures.
Even members of Congress think the story is a load of hogwash, but that's okay because they're probably crazy.
Because I don't, frankly, I don't think Assad would have done that. It does not serve his interests. It would tend to draw us into that civil war even further.
Who do you think is behind it? Who do you think is behind it?
Meanwhile, the White House has released a report on its intelligence about the chemical attack that refutes its own version of the story. But that's okay, because when has the White House ever lied people into war? This man doesn't exist, and if you think he does, you're an enemy of humanity who should apologize for having been born. Likewise, him, her, him, and him. And him and her. This is the 100% true story of the Syria strikes, and if you support sites like the Corporate Report that question it in any way, you are a moonbeam, fake news, tyrant-loving, hippie-pinko Russian agent and should commit ritual suicide immediately. If you love your country and or liberty, NASCAR, supermodels, TV, water slides, or your mother, you will not question this story in any way. Ever.
You can stop it there. So, yeah, I mean, it's still horrible to see and feel this. Let me just say this, and I want to say something because I know that the certain crowds out here will say, well, people are out here with limited information. People out here with limited information, and so therefore Trump might know something that we don't, deep inside the whatever levels of secret clearances that they are. I remember I brought up the last few weeks about this whole Q35 and the president's down on 17, and who the hell knows what this real system of clearances is. I mean, and I was thinking about this over this weekend too, you know, this doing some contemplation about Fukushima and Earth, things happening with the planet and things going on. And, you know, whenever you look at these type of just like blatant things that are just that come into your psyche, like how the hell, after Trump did all of these tweets in 2013 and 14 about how idiotic would be, and all the recordings about Trump saying what would happen if we took out Assad and the vacuum created, look at Libya, all the sense that he made, he gets into office, and then these forces, whatever they are, they can force a man to completely renege, to go back on the entire foundation that he built and all this rhetoric that he used. I mean, imagine the pain. I don't, you know, unless Trump is a complete psychopath, I don't know. There's all these people that do these psychological profiles on him. He's a complete narcissist. He's showing tendencies of schizophrenia. I'm seeing all this. And then one of the other callers last week brought up the fact that he could be under psychotronic, a weaponized psychotronic DARPA level weapons turned on him. And somebody even brought that up on Jones's show. And then Jones makes, oh, that's why he doesn't stay in the White House, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I've got a funny clip of Jones about Jared Kushner, and this Kushner thing, it's just bubbled to the surface where it's very fascinating. My guest probably is not going to be able to make it for a while, and so no big deal. I got a lot to cover anyway, but this Kushner, because I'm getting hit up on Skype while I'm talking to you guys, and I'm not one of these complete pros where I can just keep going and et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, Kushner, this thing bubbled to the surface. Now, everybody check out this guy, and he's a big YouTuber. His name is Jason A., okay? Now, he's did a really good compendium on Kushner and the whole 666 Fifth Avenue stuff, and it's just – Fascinating. So everybody look at that, and I don't. It's a long video. It's like 12 minutes, so I'm not going to play it. But everybody that has access, and I know some of the RBN folks, you don't really dig around on YouTube much, but I know a lot of the audience and folks in the chat room, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com. You guys, one of you guys throw that in there, and everybody, you know, later on, watch that video. It's real good on Kushner. You know, what's fascinating about Jones and these guys, and Cernovich has been really clicked up with Jones lately, and I got a little bit of that to play if I can get to it. Here's some things, though. They don't mention Kabod Lubavitch, okay? And I've got, Mr. Producer, when you hear the music about to kick, let's do the Amazing Grace on the way out from this segment. Now, I've got an article up from today. I can't even get to it right now. But it's from Henry Mackow, and it's a guy that's bringing up this kind of connection between Kabod Lubavitch and actually John Podesta and some kind of like activity in South America and so forth. Now, you know, Rabbi Schneerson, who is this Messiah figure, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, he's the guy that said basically the Gentile non-Jewish souls come from three satanic spheres, okay? This is the Lubavitcher sect, okay? Now, it's kind of a wing of the Hasidic movement, okay? And if you get into the Hasids, the Hasidic movement was started by this guy, the Baal Shem Tov, okay? Baal Shem Tov, okay? That, a lot of the weird dress and all that stuff. He's really kind of the father of the Hasidic movement. But there's branches of it. In Israel, a lot of them are called the Haredi, okay? And then you got the Hasids, then you got Chabad. I mean, you know, just like in Islam, you've got Shia, you've got Sunni, you got the Wahhabis, the Takfiris, the Salafist movement. You know, so in Christianity, you've got various denominations. And so Judaism, a lot of these groups are fellow travelers, and then sometimes they're, you know, let's just say they have their little skirmishes theologically, and you know, it's almost like cult leaders. You know, some of these rabbis, they get prominent, and then they become these guys that they have their own following, and Chabad's no different. And then this guy Schneerson comes on the scene some decades back. And this is actually the guy who George H.W. Bush, when he was president, he basically put into the United States kind of, I guess you would say, law books, if you will, the Noahide system, okay? Education Day is what they called it, okay? And so this Noahide system is in our law books, okay? Now, and it has to do with, you know, dietary stuff and all kinds of things. Cocktailed with that Noahide system is Sharia, okay? So that these guys are using Sharia as kind of a cover, and it's a real close fellow traveler with the Noahide system. And so they're very similar, and so that's why you see them pushing the Sharia thing at us. And so therefore, but under the surface of the Sharia is also the Noahide. And so I know the I know we're going out to break. I heard the music, so we'll see you guys on the other side. Go ahead, Mr. Producer. Yeah, it's probably having another problem. We'll be right back. Ah, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Hope you like that. That's the Dropkick Murphys from Boston, Massachusetts. And that was Amazing Grace, kind of the punk rock version. And, these anti-Christians, these pro-white anti-Christians, they really kill me. Knowing that a large portion of their ethnic fellow travelers cling fast to Christianity, but they spend their time trashing it and actually ridiculing and trampling on the faith, and argue it or not, the real expansionist, massive, decent times is when the, let's just say, the golden rule was where everybody reached for. Everybody wants to get into all this crap about doctrine and everything else, and basically in the New Testament, people don't want to boil it down and realize that basically Jesus himself said, you love God with what you got, your entire fiber of your being, heart, body, mind, and soul, and you love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and the prophets hangs on these. It boils down to those two things. And then, of course, the golden rule is like the tripod, the golden rule and those two other things. And, the rest of it, I'm not saying it's not important, but people, as a societal management system, to say something that there's something wrong with the golden rule and, to love your neighbor as yourself and so forth, as something to shoot for. Now, is it being followed anywhere? Yes and no. We've got a lot of sick management systems right now on the planet. Look at what I'm sitting here watching these so-called migrants kicking animals in Germany. Luring them over with chips and candies and so forth, and then the animal comes up and they kick the crap out of it, and they think that that's macho. I see these African converts that they actually impale the canine, a dog, to a cross and parade it around. I'm watching videos of these African migrants in Australia. And the poor Asian guy, he's running a shop, and they just mob in and just take what they want. We have to realize something. I like the constitutional republic model for a people that can handle it and that it suits. But if you absorb all of these people, we have people that have been here for generations that can't even grasp self-government, and let alone you're going to absorb people from all over the armpits of the planet and then expect them to be able to grasp the concepts of a constitutional republic. I think it's silly. And this is the other side of the whole Trump doing what he's doing things with the – let's just say outrageous military maneuvers. Most of the people that feel like they got socked in the gut by Trump doing this are actually people that can grasp our own constitutional system. It is basically people with the cultural and DNA download of the founding fathers, what they call their posterity. I get to, just because of what I do for a living and where I get to hang out, I get to be exposed to people from Africa and south of the border and so forth and so on. You have to realize we're dealing with people around the world where violence, might is right, the whole thing, that's what they live on, that's what they breathe on. See, these like black kids that they're migrants into Australia, and they walk in there, they expect to be beat, clobbered for going in there and trying to steal. The moment they realize that these people are soft and they can go and get away with it, the moment you've actually ruined them. And so the same thing with the flash mobs here. And I hear the music popped on. But we're going to cover this when we get back. But this is very important. We have to realize everybody doesn't think like we do. And everybody cannot self-govern in this country or elsewhere. And so we're going to have to face this. See you guys on the other side of the break. I heard the music, Mr. Producer. But go ahead. You can let it go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Falling to the ground every day. Have I
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Let's see here. I think we should probably get into this. You know, I said last week, Mr. Producer, cue up clip 16, and then I'm gonna get back into this whole thing with Trump launching these tomahawks and then the Moab and basically all of us actually knowing that we feel like, you know, that dude, you should have went to the Congress and did this and so forth. But we're actually dealing with people around the world that they're not under our system. They don't respect anything but violence and force. And you kind of got to look at it that way. Now, me being somebody where I know that basically everybody that's a public official, military, law enforcement, you're loyal to a document and not a person. The rest of the basically the world, a good portion of it, they're loyal to people, leaders. Where we have a system where we're supposed to be loyal to the principles enshrined in a document. And so sometimes you could say that puts us at a disadvantage when you're dealing with ruthless butchers. Okay? Now let's talk about this move to impeach Trump, and it's not going to go away. Let's hit clip 16 real quick.
Impeachment, and it's bad. Well, even though the Democrats are trying to force this, it's going to come to naught. Nothing's going to happen. But Representative Maxine Waters, a total devil from California, is making yet another push for President Trump's impeachment during Saturday's tax march in Washington. From The Hill, another leftist publication, Maxine Waters renewed her call for impeaching President Trump during Saturday's tax march in Washington. Quote, "I don't respect this president. I don't trust this president." Well, most of America doesn't respect you, Maxine Waters. "He's not working in the best interest of the American people," again, she says over and over. "I will fight every day until he is impeached," she added, before leading the crowd in chants of impeach 45. Waters has been among the most vocal critics of the Trump in Congress, and she has repeatedly signaled that she would be willing to impeach the president. She has been picked by the global elites to head that up. That's her job. They all have separate little jobs, you know. It's true. Days after Trump took office, Waters said her greatest desire is to lead Trump right into impeachment. See? There you go. Right after. In March, Waters argued that Trump should be impeached if evidence emerged that he colluded with the Russian government. Still peddling that
all right, go ahead and stop it there. Go ahead and stop it there. Now, we have to realize this. At any moment, at the drop of a hat, these people that can move public opinion on a dime, they could get them to turn on Trump for what he just did in Syria and Afghanistan. Now, right now, that doesn't look like that's going to happen because they're under orders basically to do anything they can to oust Assad in Syria. Now, the Israelis and the North Koreans have this weird relationship. They're all, you know, you see all this kind of trafficking back and forth in weapons systems where on the surface they call it, Israel calls North Korea a threat, et cetera, et cetera. And so you got to keep your eyes on this Israeli-North Korean thing. Now, the Israelis and the Chinese have a very cozy kind of relationship at this point. Russia and Israel, that's debatable. Some people really try to point out the fact that Putin and the Kabad leadership over in Russia are very tight. And even some people try to make the claim that Vladimir Putin is actually Jewish himself. And you'll see this all over online and all the speculation. And other people say that basically, you know, Russia, Putin, and Bibi Netanyahu have kind of been at each other's throats over Syria. This is a really tough one, whether, you know, the Russians are doing their part, you know, to play the left hand and America's the right hand, and basically Assad's getting weakened and weakened and weakened. And then will the Russians one day say, you know what, we can't support this anymore. You're going to have to go, buddy. We tried to help you out. And then secretly the whole plan all along was to kind of, you know, ease Assad from office and let the Israeli empire expand, and then let the Erdogan House of Saud King Hussein kind of a caliphate, King Abdullah from Jordan, you know, let this thing kind of, you know, materialize. And so, you know, there's a lot of angles on this one. It's hard to say whether, you know, because in a lot of people, like in the more kind of Christian Bible prophecy circles, really say that the Russians and the Chinese, something's going to cause them to basically, if you get into the book of Revelation and so forth and some of the prophecies, the way they interpret them, that they're going to, there's going to be this big march into the Middle East, this 200 million man force from the, they call the kings of the East in the Bible, and then the king of the North. People say that's Iran. Some people say that, you know, this bear figure in prophecy and so forth, coming against, you know, the Middle East, the Battle of Armageddon. We see all this. And so it keeps building, and it keeps building. Mr. Producer, cue up clip 9, and this is like this apocalyptic language that we keep seeing. I mean, it's everywhere. The latest Saturday Night Live, Sean Spicer kind of mock thing with this female that plays him. It just keeps going on and on, this apocalyptic language. And so I brought this up before. You've got the Bible, and they know a lot of people in the West kind of view the Bible prophecies as something to kind of gauge history that they're seeing unfold before their eyes with. And so then you've got this kind of shadowy groups in the back that say, well, we already know that some of these people are already looking for all these things. Let's try to make some of these things happen, and then we can use the leverage that we can build, because we already know these other people's belief systems over here. And so you've got people that earnestly believe, and then you also got people that say, well, let's use their beliefs to our advantage, and then we'll make them think this is all coming true. And then you get into this whole pre-tribulation rapture stuff and the mid-tribulation, post-trib, amillennialism, pre-millennialism, post-millennialism, all these various kind of Bible interpretations and so forth. And I'm sure most of you have seen this guy, Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible man. He just left evangelicalism, and now he's embraced orthodoxy. The Greek Orthodoxy, which is very fascinating, and it's got a lot of people in the kind of Christian world all turned upside down. And so this thing with Syria, and I just wanted to get this out here, it's really caused kind of a rift in Bible prophecy circles. It's like a Christian split with the Christian Zionists, and then some of the people that are on the fence, like I'm reading Shubat, Waleed Shubat, and these guys who lean more towards orthodoxy and Catholicism. But you even read stuff from like Steve Quayle and some of these guys who've traditionally been pretty, you know, relatively Zionist in their outlook. But then they're seeing these attacks on Assad. And then you really boil this down, and you're like, wait a minute, this guy, he's basically the guardian of the oldest Christian communities basically on the planet. And then they're seeing this New World Order cabal trying to overthrow him. And I think finally a lot of these Christian Zionists from the 90s, Chuck Baldwin and some other ones, they're finally all starting to realize, it's like, look, you've got a large contingent And I'm not saying all, but you've got a large contingent of nefarious Jews out here who don't give a rat's ass about your Bible prophecy, and they don't give a rat's ass about the Lord Jesus Christ. They're building their damn empire, and truth be told, they just as soon grind you up while they're building the empire. And so it's finally starting to happen, folks, that a lot of these evangelicals and so forth, and you see the damage control in some of the ones that are real sycophantic towards Zionism and so forth. You see them really trying to run damage control operations. And I watch a lot of these platforms, the case for Zionism and all this stuff by these kind of Baptist types, and because they're having to scramble because they're realizing it's like people are waking up to the fact that, holy crap, there's a lot of Jewish mobsters in the planet, and a lot of them are rabbis, and a lot of them are vehemently anti-Christian, and they're anti-white, and they're basically they're in cahoots with some of the other elements that have basically flooded all of these majority European lands with hostile elements. And so, you know, things are getting dark, but then there's some light breaking through at the same time, which is a good thing. But let's get back into the apocalyptic stuff. Clip 9, let's hit that.
I see more and more that the mainstream media, that the establishment, is pushing this idea of apocalypse. And I actually made a few videos called the Trump Apocalypse as a joke, but they are pushing this idea. And the biggest proponent of this idea has been Saturday Night Live and their sketches that Trump is going to bring in the end of the world. And they rolled out Melissa McCarthy again, and this time she played the Easter Bunny, or she was in an Easter Bunny costume, as she returned in her recurring role as White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, and he is a man. But anyway, she comes out, and they're doing the White House Easter egg hunt, and she chases the kids off. Now, this whole idea about her being dressed up as a bunny has significance in the MK Ultra mind control programs that feature the Alice in Wonderland programming. Now, the Alice in Wonderland book is like some sort of psychedelic LSD story for children. And of course, the MK Ultra mind control, whatever he is, Johnny Depp being involved in the recent remake of those movies. And then, of course, there was the mind control sex beta kitten factory that is the Playboy empire that features these women being dressed up in bunny ears. And we see this time and time again. And so I believe it's appropriate to mention it here in this context with this Hollywood persona of Melissa McCarthy coming out in a bunny rabbit playing a dude. So there's a lot just even in that. And then she starts in on joking about Sean Spicer's mess up where he compared Assad to Hitler and all that. And then she gets into these military actions by Donald Trump shooting off these missiles, impossible war with North Korea. And these things just aren't to be joked about. They're not funny. And they have been pushing these agendas and ideas. Again, they do a lot of things in joke form that end up having real-life consequences in terms of morality and people accepting things that they shouldn't accept because they diffuse them with humor.
And then the final aspect. And we saw that throughout the Bush administration, those of us that are old enough, even Bush himself, when he's talking in front of the press club, oh, no weapons of mass destruction under here, under the podium. I mean, all these reporters are laughing. Just after we did Shock and Awe, we just bombed the mess out of this country of Iraq, which had its problems, but gee whiz. I mean, Saddam made his bones assassinating people as a kid, most likely for the British and American governments. And then you get these pictures of Rumsfeld and Hussein together, and you know, Rumsfeld's dumping weapons on Hussein to go use on other people, and with the Iran-Iraq war and all that stuff. Really crazy stuff. We got a couple minutes left. Mr. Producer, clip up. Let's get clip two, because the bankruptcies, you know, with everybody's talking about, oh, the economy's great. You know, with all this uncertainty, man, with this rush of optimism when Trump came in, the big businessman, and now all this war trash. Gosh, let's hit clip two real quick.
About business and finance, they are WolfStreet.com talking about the great debt unwind. As consumer bankruptcies jump for the first time since 2010, and commercial bankruptcies are now spiking. And it says, but don't blame the oil bust. It says commercial bankruptcy filings for corporations to sole proprietorships spiked 28% in March from February, the largest month-to-month move in the data series of the American Bankruptcy Institute going back to 2012. They're up 8% year over year, and over the past 24 months, they've soared 37%. Now at 3,658, they are at the highest level for any since March of 2013. Commercial bankruptcies filing skyrocketed during the financial crisis. They peaked in March 2010 at 9,004. So, I mean, we're still a ways off from the peak. Then they fell sharply until they reached their low point in October 2015. But November 2015, there was a turning point. And it was the first time since March 2010 that commercial bankruptcy filing actually rose year over year. Now, bankruptcy filings are highly seasonal, reaching their annual lows in December and January, and then they rise into tax season, peaking in March or April and zigzag lower for the remainder of the year. And there's no plateauing.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, and we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Let's do this. Let's take a couple looks at Syria and some of the stuff I've been digging up. Mr. Producer, get clip number 11 ready. This goes back all the way to the 80s. All the way to the 80s, Central Intelligence Agency, big dump that was done with the millions of documents. They were talking about breaking up Syria 30 years ago, folks. Let's hit clip 11.
CIA documents reveal plans to oust the Syrian president Assad and destroy Syria for oil pipeline. This was in April of 13th of 2017, but the plans by the CIA just so happened to be from 1984 to 1986. A recent release of documents on the CIA's cache, codenamed Crest, totaling up to 13 million documents, reveal the CIA's plans to oust the Syrian president Hafez al-Assad. Now, wait a minute. We're talking about today, in today's world, Bashar al-Assad, but back then it was Hafez al-Assad. The documents date back to the years 1984 through 1986 and purport to reveal plans to strengthen resistance against the former president of Assad within Syria. In the 28-page document entitled Syria, Scenarios of Dramatic Political Change, the CIA notes that factionalism plagues the political and military elite of Syria, and the military's strong tradition of coup plotting could reassert itself. The document also accused Assad of being in poor health due to a heart attack he suffered in 1983 and said that Assad had failed to designate a successor or provide for a transfer of power. The former president of Syria lived for nearly another 15 years before he passed his leadership on to his son, Bashar al-Assad. We are literally witnessing this play over and over again. Now, whether it be for oil pipeline now or not...
Stop it. But this leads you into the window of the psychos that run these Western governments. I mean, they're plotting against Hafez al-Assad, the old man, who was, from what I've read, he's a pretty hardcore dude. But like I've always said, try to manage one of these countries in the Middle East and be, a nice guy. You're going to end up dead inside of a week. It's just the way it is, man. People don't realize, you know, it goes all the way back to the Ishmaelites in the Bible, man. Ishmael's a wild man. And this is this is their progenitor. And it's just that way. You know, I would love for some of these guys out here, these know-it-alls, these punks that ain't never been nowhere, they haven't seen these other places. I'd love for you to come go over there and you try to run one of these countries and be, you know, like a constitutional leader, that respects minorities and all this other crap. Those minorities will kill your ass. And Bashar Assad did not want the job. He was picked. He wasn't the original guy that was picked to do it. And all these reforms, and then all this stuff still went over the road.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.